Welcome to the Black Mantle with your host, Schuyler. We discuss information technology, also known as IT. Recently, YouTube, over the last couple of days, had experienced a global outage that really had people online very frustrated. The video platform is used for all types of purposes, ranging from how-to videos to entertainment to anything that you can possibly type into YouTube. But being in the IT field myself, I understand that systems go down from time to time, but to other people, it was like the end of the world. How did this impact you? So I was sitting here and I was getting one of my sons to sleep. And as he was looking down at my iPad, he was trying to figure out why the screen was black. So he looks at me and his head is looking at his face like, "Dad, this is not working. Please help." And I'm looking down at my iPad. And sure enough, there was an error message, black screen on the YouTube screen. And I'm thinking, okay, what did you do to my iPad? Because sometimes he does turn off the Wi-Fi, or, you know, he may turn on airplane mode or something. So, of course, I'm looking at the settings. Me, being an IT professional, that's what I do. That's what I like. That's what I'm very, very passionate about. So, being an IT pro, you go through these different steps in your mind of how you're going to solve the problem. So, as I'm looking through this, I'm thinking, okay, first of all, what he does to the device? Check the device. Device is fine. Then I started looking at my phone. Of course, YouTube screen was black on there. So I'm thinking, okay, maybe something's going on with the Wi-Fi. So of course, I'm checking my local network. Everything else looks okay. Other websites are coming up, but it didn't dawn on me yet. Just look online, look on, through Google and figure out what's going on. Because Google owns YouTube. Of course, some of you know that, some of you don't, but you just learned something new today. And so of course, the internet is on fire about YouTube having this massive outage. And it started about 7 and then it ended about 9. So you're looking at about a 2-hour window. In that 2-hour window, there was no explanation of what happened. Now, for us technical folks, we want to know what kind of server broke down, or if there was a hack, did somebody do something on purpose? Like, what happened? But for people who are not so technical, they just want to know, when is this stuff going to come back up? Because I have to watch my show, because a lot of people now are streaming things online. And so once I did that process of elimination to figure out what was going on, the next step that I did, after checking my devices and then checking my internal network and checking Google, I came to the realization, okay, hey, this is definitely a legit issue. Like, this is a massive outage across the globe with YouTube. So what I did is I thought of an alternative, and there was two options. A, I can go to Amazon Prime and then still let my son watch, you know, a 2 to 3 minute clip before he goes to sleep, or I can read a book. And I actually end up doing both. So I sat there with him and we watched a couple of nursery rhymes. You know, they normally last about 2 to 3 minutes, some of them 4 minutes, depending on the content and who it's by. But once he watched that, he fell asleep. So, of course, I put my iPad down and I reached over and I grabbed a book. And I love to read. I'm across like 5 different books right now. Most of them are technical books. Most of them are books that deals, you know, with class coursework and stuff like that. But I like to learn new things. I like to challenge my mind. I like to intellectually stimulate like my mind to learn something new. And that's just such an awesome feeling for me. But as I'm reading the book, and I can kind of glance over and see some of the comments that were going on online. I don't have social media. I don't have Twitter, Facebook, or any of those social networks. This was just basically just a Google search online and through some of the new the tech articles that were coming out. And so I did write like a little small technical piece that was probably about, I want to say about 1,400 words or so. Just kind of my take and my explanation a little bit on it. But after doing that, I went back to reading my book, and that was my alternative since the internet was out. Because I would look at YouTube and just kind of glance through, see what's going on with the news, or I may look at a small, funny clip and give me a good laugh before I go to sleep. But for the most part, I do pick up a book and I read it. And that was my alternative. And I wish like a lot of people would have did that instead of throwing negative comments online. I mean, me being an IT person, the internet and different websites that you really love will break. It happens all the time. That's just the nature of the work. So those kind of things, I'm sure Google has significantly a lot of qualified people to work on their servers and their computers. I mean, they're like a very large global corporation. So of course they're going to have the best of the best. So I was very, 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 very confident that they were going to get it up. Now, I still want to know the technical explanation behind that. I want to know, you know, what happened, why it happened, and what were their steps to recover. But it was a 2-hour window. And yes, that is a long time to some people. But for me, I just kind of ignored it and went through reading, of course, my technical books because that's what I like. But overall, it's okay. These kind of things happen. And sometimes we have to get over that for a moment. But this is not, you know, to down, you know, people who were upset because some people probably like live their whole life on YouTube. I mean, they don't watch anything else. They much rather listen and view it rather than read it, which is fine. That works for them. That's great. But for me, that doesn't work that way. So I'm saying that so that I can just encourage people that there were other platforms out there. So if you didn't see it like on YouTube, maybe you can go to Amazon Prime and find it. But overall, my take, I chose the books, and that's what I sat down to, that's what I read, and once again, it's completely okay. If it happened once, it's probably going to happen again. You know, that's just me being very, very technical about it. It happens. These kind of things happen all the time with big companies, and sometimes it happens, you don't even notice it's there, because they may have a very, 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 very good disaster recovery plan to get it back up online really quick. Their team jumped on it within the first like 15 minutes. So just keep in mind that these kind of things will continue to happen whether you notice them or not. But hopefully the next time that it happens, you'll have a plan and probably have that book by your bedside. The evolution of technology and our experiences allowed us to look into the future, to envision our path, and learn anything we want by self-research online to live out our wildest dream. The idea that the world panicked showed you how much that we consume technology and media through our devices, but we forgot that there were alternatives around us this whole time until the services came back up online.